The desert wind is a raider. This is the Silver and Black Today podcast. The latest in Raiders news, views, and interviews from the home of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. Check out the only independent news source covering the Raiders based in Las Vegas, silverandblacktoday.com. And now your host, Scott Gulbranson.
All right. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good weekend as it's coming to a close and we get set for week number two of Raider Nation Radio. I am Scott Gulbranson and, of course, my partner, Q Myers. Q, how's your weekend been, buddy?
Man, it is good. It is fast. It's furious. It's over too quickly. But, it is what it is. This is what we're here for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I'll tell you what. We are in the throes of about to have our whole first floor remodeled, not because we decided to remodel the first floor. That would be all on me, but we had a water leak, right?
You had a flood, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a flood back in April. So we've been living on concrete floors, holes in the wall, the whole deal. So now they're starting Tuesday with demo. And the guy comes over, great, great contractor. And he comes over and I'm like going through the checklist, doing all the stuff. And he says, okay, well, we're set. We'll be here Tuesday, 8 o'clock. I said, okay, well, how long you guys think? Because this is always the question when you ask a contractor when you work in your house, right? How long? And he's like, oh, it's not going to be too bad. It's going to be like 2.5 months. I'm like, whoa, 2.5 months, right? And you got all the kids home and now they got to do school from home and I'm working from home except for the show. But thankful, man. It's just like, life throws things at you. It's how you deal with them that matters. And so we're just kind of rolling with the punches.
That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. At least you have some good stuff to talk about. You got some good Raider football to talk about. You got a great radio station to talk about. A lot of good feedback week one, man. So I feel very positive about the direction of the radio station as well.
Absolutely. And oh, by the way, I just want to let you know our friends at Sam and Ash bringing you this video tonight. Of course, you deserve what is right. So if you find yourself in a situation where you need an attorney, especially if it's with a car accident, motorcycle accident, wrongful death, they do a bunch of different stuff. But really good folks, and we appreciate their support here of the Silver and Black today, not only in video, but you'll hear them on Raider Nation Radio as well. So again, tonight's video brought to you from our friends at Sam and Ash. You deserve what's right, and make sure you reach out to them if you need them. You can reach them at Sam and, spelling out the and, samandash.com. Highly recommend. All right, Q. So let's jump in. We're here to talk about Raider football, preview the show for the week. We like to do that on Sunday nights just to come out to you guys and say, hey, look, here's what we got kind of cooking for Monday through Friday. But Q, you tweeted out, I was cleaning the house out a little bit for this thing, and suddenly I'm looking through my Twitter time, and I see your thing about college football. So college football, it looks like it ain't going to happen in the fall.
It feels like it's on life support. That's the tweet that I put out there. It feels like it's on life support right now. It looks like the Power Five, the conferences are going to decide to push it back either to spring or cancel it altogether. And, it kind of stinks. It's the inevitable that we kind of feel like was on the horizon anyway. Obviously, the MAC has gone out there and done that, has made that decision to go ahead and cancel their season. But it's just one of those things, man. It stinks, and it doesn't stink just for our entertainment value. It stinks for a lot of the fact that a lot of programs, they need that money. They need that revenue services. Without college football season, man, it's bad business for a lot of different programs out there. So we'll see what the results are. But if it is canceled, like it looks like it's going to get canceled or pushed to the spring, there's going to be a lot of, blowback and a lot of fallout from it.
Well, of course, everybody's now fighting over this, too, because there's people who think, well, geez, get out there. This thing isn't so bad. Why aren't they going back? But I'll tell you what, the thing I've said all along about college sports and why over time I've become more doubtful about a fall football season was just the pure numbers and what it takes. Having gone and gotten my COVID test, my negative COVID test at the Raiders facility last week, and how much money they are spending in order to keep people safe and to do that testing every single day. How can you replicate that at colleges, especially a lot of these colleges? Remember, here in Nevada, UNLV, of course, sharing the stadium with the Raiders.
Right.
UNLV, my son's tuition went up $1,100 in 3 days because they got their state funding cut. And they have no money. So guess what? How are you going to spend millions of dollars? It could cost millions of dollars to test every day or every other day or whatever the right cadence would be, like the NFL's doing with these college kids on college campuses in football. It's just not possible.
Right, exactly. And there's a lot of programs that can't afford to spend half that money that we're talking about. You know, we think about big time colleges, but there's a lot of lower level colleges that aren't going to be able to pay for hardly anything, you know, and won't be able to test as frequently as some of these big time schools. So the NFL, I do think the season gets played in the NFL because of that simple fact that they have the money to test as much as they have to test. But I can see it in college football where it's like it doesn't really make any sense because, well, they don't have that cash. They don't have that income. And a lot of them depend on the TV revenue from the game. So it's all bad, man. It looks like it's not going to happen this year. And a part of me just kind of, I don't know, like my heart drops a little bit just because my daily routine, you know, I'm used to covering high school, college, NFL, I'm used to covering it all. And so not to have that, and it doesn't look like you're going to have that in 2020, it really stinks.
Well, for NFL fans too. So if you're not a big college football fan, let's just say you're a big Raider fan and you don't spend a lot of time watching college football. I bet you do though, towards the end of the season, because whatever the Raiders are going to, whoever they're going to draft, you start to look at that. Now you want the right. Raiders to have a good year. So they're drafting lower first round, or if they don't trade out of there, of course, but so that in itself, but see for us here in Las Vegas, the new home of the Raiders, college football is a big deal, not just because, I mean, obviously UNLV hasn't been good forever, but right. When you look at the business that comes in here, people coming in on the weekends to bet college football, to come in and meet their friends and have a weekend, watch the game, have a good time, and then maybe now plans were to go to the Raiders game the next day, which of course isn't going to happen either. But that too, I mean, the gaming industry, so many ancillary industries and Q, you being down in Central Texas near Baylor, you know, there's a lot of campus stuff around there. Those in Texas and with high school and college football, a lot of businesses rely on that season.
Man, I'm telling you, the revenue is so extreme from those seasons, from Baylor, from high school football. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. That's what a lot of, you know, businesses just wait for. They wait until the season comes around and knows that, okay, this is where we're going to make our money. This is how we're going to be able to survive the rest of the year because we're going to benefit from everything, from the tailgating, from, you know, fans coming in, from, you know, the tourism that comes in. I mean, seriously, when Baylor's playing, there's not a hotel that's open and available in town, and that's unbelievable. But now, you know, that's not going to be there. So it's a rough deal, man.
Yeah, you think about that. And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of college, just there in Texas, I mean, College Station, all that stuff. There's so many small college towns that swell during college football season. But hopefully, my hope is that they can move it to the spring. And if they do move it to the spring, Q, then you're talking about, you know, if college basketball can get a season off, that's another big if. But
right.
if they get a season off and they still have their tournament in March or April, and then you got football going in maybe January, February, it could be just a crazy spring, a sort of like what we're seeing with pros now with the NBA, Major League Baseball, and hockey all going at the same time.
Yeah, it could be. You know, again, it's just all the logistics. And then again, you remember there's guys that play multiple sports, you know, so then some might have to make a decision. What am I going to play? Am I going to play football? Am I going to play basketball? Am I going to play baseball? I mean, there's so many different elements that are in play right now. Again, man, 2020 is just one of those years that we just every time there's something else hit us, we're like, yeah, of course it did. You know what I mean? Because you just don't know. And it's unfortunate, like I said. A lot of people depend on football season, college football season, high school football season, especially in Texas. I said it before. We actually make, as a radio station, we make more money during high school football season than we even do during the college football season. So that tells you how thick it is here in Texas. So it's pretty ridiculous, man. If these things don't get played, there's a lot of people that are going to be looking for jobs.
Absolutely. And it's, I mean, like you said, high school football in Texas, like a religion, there's no doubt about it. It's huge, including some of those stadiums, man. What's that school in Dallas with that ridiculous?
Oh, you're
stadium?
Talking about Allen, yes. High school. Oh. Allen, you know what's so funny about Allen High School? They what's said that? You could split Allen High School up into three. You can like cut it into thirds or whatever like that. And it would still be a 6A high school. Every one of them would be three 6A high schools. So that lets you know that one, it's way too large. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just way too much. But then again, you know why they, you know, they have so much talent. That's where Kyler Murray came from. That's where he never actually lost a high school game. Think about that.
Amazing.
He never lost a high school start. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it wasn't the football stadium like $85 million or something?
Yeah, it was some ridiculous. And then it had a crack in the stadium. So then they had to go and repair it and spend a whole lot more. But yeah, these stadiums are just unbelievable. I mean, the size of the stadiums are incredible.
Well, we got some comments here. Our good friend Fabian, of course, always here with us. Good to see you, Fabian. He's got a one there for you talking about Waco. Saw it when we were there for the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about McLean Stadium. That's a that is a nice stadium. It's about, you know, almost 60,000. It's a really nice stadium. And that indoor at Star in Frisco, that's pretty incredible, too. That's where Big 12 Media Days has been before. And that's a heck of a facility, too, that the Cowboys use as their practice facility.
By the way, one of the most incredible and exciting moments in UNLV history took place in that stadium. Did you know that?
Not in McLean Stadium.
Oh, it's not.
Floyd Casey. Yeah, that was Floyd Casey. Yeah. Hey, man, don't bring that up in town, man. People hate that memory. They're like, man, all you gotta do is take a knee. And then you win the game. And well, they didn't. But yeah, that was a heck of a memory right there.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Baylor was about to win the game. They were on their own 1 yard line. Excuse me, on the UNLV 1 yard line going in. All they had to do was take a knee and win. I mean, they weren't going to lose. And instead, they surge forward. They fumble. UNLV returns it all the way for a touchdown for the win. And under Coach John Robinson, of course, the John Robinson who coached the Rams and USC, UNLV was his last job, kind of retirement job. And so exciting moments down there in Waco. Who else we got? We got let's see. There's Brian, first time listening to your show. Brian, thanks for being with us, man. We also, our radio shows Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. on the new Raider Nation Radio 920 here in Las Vegas. You can stream that at lvsportsnetwork.com, but you can also stream it on the Raiders official app, which is way cool, and also on TuneIn. So make sure you tune into the show.
It's kind of hard to find on the official Raiders app. It's kind of hard. I was looking for it the other day, and I knew it was there, but I found it eventually. But, yeah, it's a little difficult to locate on the app.
Yeah, what we'll do is I will, I'm going to put it up there right now for people so they can at least I'll put it up there so you can see the address. I'm going to leave it up for a while so you can copy it down. Obviously, all you need to copy down is kind of it's a longer address. But if you go to this one, I'm going to put it on a banner on the bottom of the screen here. Let me do this. There we go. So we'll put that up there. So there it is. I know it's long, but if you go raiders.com/audio and then all of that, I'm going to leave it up there so you can copy it. But copy that, and then you can find it on the website. But in the app, you kind of have to search for it under like multimedia. I think it's under there somewhere, under podcast or audio or something, but you'll find it. But on if you pull that up on your phone, it'll take you to the app as well. So you can do that as well. But Q, I'll tell you what, we have, we finished a week at the new station. And a lot goes into a new radio station, especially when you're talking about a station dedicated to one team. Now, do we talk about other stuff? Absolutely. Our show, mostly, I'd say 99% was all Raiders. We have a morning show. They talk about not only the Raiders, but the NFL, because Mike Pritchard is on there, as well as Clay Baker. They do the morning show from 7 to 10. And they'll talk a little bit about the NFL news from the night before. And we're going to do more of that, too, as it surges on and we have more going with the NFL season. But I will tell you that we got off to a fast start, man. You know, not everything was perfect. And I love the thing I love about Raider fans, Q, they give you feedback.
Yeah, they do. They give us a lot of feedback, and I definitely appreciate it, good or bad. It really doesn't matter, you know, because it is what it is. And like you said, it takes a lot to get a radio station up and going, and sometimes there's some kinks here and there, and you got to deal with them, but that's what we're here to do. We're here to deal with it, and, you know, it's not like we're going to be a one-week or a two-week thing. I mean, this is a long haul, so we're not just running a sprint. We have a marathon going on here, and so we should be up and running, and everything should be going smooth. It'll get better and better each and every day, I feel. So we'll be all good, but we do appreciate the feedback for sure.
Well, here's some feedback. Raider Rich on YouTube. I wonder, is Raider Nation Radio going to talk about the team or just keep making excuses for Derek Carr? What are you listening to, man?
That's why I was laughing, because I was reading that already, and I love that, because I don't think that anyone's making excuses for Derek Carr. No. I think everyone's been pretty, as a matter of fact, like there's been things thrown out there about Derek Carr that, hey, this is, in fact, true. But at the same time, he's got to go out there and win more games. And the thing about Derek Carr, the reason I don't get into too deep of conversations about Derek Carr is because you're going to go back and forth and back and forth, and it's like a circle. It never ends anyway, because someone's going to feel some type of way about DC and someone else is going to feel another type of way. I think the guy can get it done. He's just got to go out there and do it. And unfortunately for him, he talked about respect, and he's tired of being disrespected. I did appreciate he was talking about him and his teammates, not just him, but unfortunately for him, he doesn't have the win-loss record. The win-loss doesn't give you the respect that you want. And ultimately, right, in the NFL, it's about how many games have you won? How many games have you lost? What have you done for me lately? It's bottom line. It's what it is.
Well, Rich, and here's the thing, Rich. I'm not sure with your comment. I mean, if we were having a conversation, I could learn more. Maybe you call the show tomorrow. Call the show, by the way, 702-365-9200, 702. Just put it in your phone, folks. Save it. Just save it. It's the Raider Nation hotline. Call us, 702-365-9200, and we can talk about it tomorrow. I don't think anybody on the station makes excuses for him. I think everybody that I've listened to, from the morning guys, Clay and Pritch, to JT, to us, to Vinny, I think we all talk about it in the open. Do we have varying opinions on it? Absolutely. In fact, I write about it. You can check it out on the website tomorrow, silverandblacktoday.com. I write about Derek Carr, and I say something definitively about Derek Carr and about Raider fans, so check it out. But I will tell you, I think that you, to Q's point, you cannot win the argument. There's no winning this argument.
No.
It's a 50-50 game. It's sort of like politics in this country right now. You talk to one person who thinks this person's evil. You talk to the other person, no, that person's evil. So you can't win. So I think that when we have conversations, at least on the air, they're very open. Nobody's told what to say. Nobody is all positive all the time or cute. On the show, you said, hey, man, Derek Carr's got warts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you said. He's got things he's got to get better at. I said the same thing. I said he's a good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? No. Does he have to do things better to help this team win? Absolutely. There's no more excuses for anything, for anybody, right, on that offense, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And again, I mean, that's the thing, man. The Carr conversation, I mean, it's back and forth. There's some folks that, you know, think he's the end all be all because he stabilized the quarterback position since the Raiders had that open rotating door for the quarterback until he was drafted, came in and won the job, and he's done good. But he hasn't done great. And unfortunately, right, Raider Nation is ready for great. And look, I'm ready to see him do some great. And I'm ready to see, if he's not going to do great, then find someone else to do great. I mean, the Raiders deserve to have a quarterback that's going to take them to the promised land. We talked about tier quarterbacks, tier one, two, tier two, three. And he's a tier three quarterback. And that's who he is. I mean, it's exactly who he is. The thing I'd like to see from him, and this is what I've been banging the table for, and Lincoln Kennedy told me it's not going to happen, I'd like to see him use his legs more. If he uses legs more, I feel like that the Raiders would have a better chance at keeping some plays alive, and some wide receivers would have better opportunity. He just doesn't have it in him to do it, even though he's done it in the past, but he hasn't really done it since that broken ankle.
Correct. And we had Michael Lombardi on too, who said, hey, if you want respect, win games. You've won, you and Coach Gruden, you've won 11 games in 2 years. How are you going to get respect winning 11 games? Right. So I think we've been very fair on that one and talking about, including having Lincoln Kennedy as our first ever guest on the channel. All right. Devel here says, if we miss you 2 to 4, will we rebroadcast the show every day, my man, every day, by usually early in the evening? All 2 hours of the show are up in your favorite podcast feed. So whether you get your podcasts on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get them, they're there. We tweet those out every single day as well. So you can check it out. And then Matt asked, will JT, the Brick and Vinny show be on Spotify in the future? I believe yours is there. Yes, ours is there. We break down the show by hour, so you can download each hour, and then we also pull out the interviews. So sometimes we'll pull out the interviews, so you can listen to those separately if you want to as well. I don't know. I can't answer for JT. I will ask him when I see him tomorrow. Vinny's show, I believe the last time I talked to Vinny, he's working on it. So I think you'll be able to get that pretty soon up there on Spotify. And it's on the station's website, though, too. Vinny's show, I know, is up there. Yeah,
that's
most
what
of the time.
I was going to ask, is it up on the website? Because that would be ideal if it was just up on the website as well.
Yeah, so if you go to lvsportsnetwork.com, you'll see Raider Nation Radio there. We have four sports stations with Lotus Broadcasting where we're at, but you can check out the Raider Nation Radio, and you can find Vinny's show there. He usually tweets it out like right after the show, within about an hour. So check out. I'm sure you follow him on Twitter if you mentioned him. So any word on Mad Max? Who's the guy on the left with the chin? The guy on the right here? No, this side. You're talking about right here?
I think she's talking about you.
Wendy, the guy with the chin. Oh, my chin. Sorry.
I think that's what she's talking about.
Yes, I've shaved. And nobody in my family was happy about it, man. I had my COVID thing going, then I cut it down to a goatee. And then I went one morning, and I was like, Friday morning, I'm like, wow, I'm just going to shave it off.
Well, and I didn't have anything to do this weekend, so I didn't go get a haircut or I didn't shave or nothing. So I'm roughing it this week.
Sorry, Wendy. Long weekend moving my house around. So I didn't get your reference there. Now I get it. But thank you, Wendy. Good to see you as always. I think Farrell breaks out if there is a season.
I agree.
Come on. No, I agree. But if there is a season, there's going to be a season. I really believe there will be.
Go ahead. I think there will be too, for every reason that we talked about earlier, that the NFL has the money to do all the testing and make sure it gets back quick, you know, and so they can get the results quick, where college football doesn't have that. But yeah, I think Farrell's in for a good year. I think that he's really motivated. I think that he, you know, didn't really like the way that people were talking about his game and knows that he left a little bit out there on the field in 2019. But the thing about it is, and this is what John Gruden talked about last week, is they're going to put him inside. They're going to put him outside. They're going to continue to move him around. He's not going to just stay on the outside, his normal position. So don't look for his numbers to be a lot better, but look for his disruption. You know, and we talk about Jadeveon Clowney. Do we want the Raiders to add Clowney? That would be the same thing with Clowney. He's not going to put up monster numbers. He's not going to have double-digit sacks, but he's a disruptive force. He's a guy that's going to make it very difficult on opposing offenses. So certain guys you're going to have to look at and realize that their play goes beyond their numbers. You know, if you just look at their numbers, you might say, oh, they didn't really do anything. But if you look at actually the way that they play down in and down out, then you'll realize what they're doing out there on the field.
No, exactly. And the other thing is, you talk about Farrell moving. I really think our good friend Mo Moten had tweeted out this week, hey, he thought he was going to get 8 sacks, right? He was just kind of making fun.
And that's fair.
Fun stuff. And that's fair. I think 8's fair. I said 10. Mm-hmm. I'm very bullish on Cleland. And I think that we saw too, remember Coach Gruden said they really like Carl Nassib, and they think that because of that, they might move Farrell inside more. They kind of said they weren't going to do that at the end of last year, going to move him outside more,
right?
Because they asked him to do it last year and he kind of struggled. But now that he's learned that position better, I think that having him in that entire internal push next to Malik Collins, who we talked about all week long, and having the rest of that line and having the ends there with Max Crosby, I think that gives them a better chance of putting that pressure up the middle that they got to have, especially in the division. We keep talking about it. You can't escape the two words, Patrick Mahomes. You're right. Going to have to put that surge. And if Farrell can get inside there and make some hay there, man, this team Q gets a lot better up front.
It really does. And that defensive line has got a lot of pressure on them this year. They're going to have to step up in a major way. Collins is going to have to be a big time. Hankins is going to have to be big time. You know, Mo Hurst is going to have to be big time. He's going to have to be better than he was. You know, there's a lot of guys that are going to have to step up. But I do believe that Farrell's going to show what he's worth. And I think Collins is really going to shine as well. So I'm excited about the opportunities. We talk about Rob Marinelli, the defensive line coach. I think he's going to bring the goods and get the most out of these guys. So pretty excited about that as well. But yeah, it's going to all start up front, man. If the defensive line can get that push, everybody behind them is going to be a lot better.
The other comment here, big man, you to you, does he have COVID? We don't know. He tested positive. That's why you go on COVID IR, right? That does not mean you have it necessarily. We have not heard anything. My guess is we'll hear some more tomorrow.
Vinny said, didn't Vinny confirm it that he did test positive though?
Correct. He did.
Yeah,
he did. It's just you don't know if he's asymptomatic, if he's symptomatic. We don't know because that's all privacy stuff. HIPAA, just like if you and I tested positive at work, you know, they're not going to go out and tell people how you're feeling or what you're doing. So we'll see how that goes. Jason Rollins, Q Myers, you're right. I'm with you that the Las Vegas Raiders, they need to know that they're on the field. Yep, absolutely. COVID depth per position, we're straight on minus DE defensive end unless Key comes up this year. Any word on how Arden is looking? Q, they had a story that our friend Tashawn Reed wrote about Arden Key talking a big game, but we just won't know until they get the pads on the 17th.
Man, I'll tell you right now, when it comes to Arden Key, I don't have a lot of confidence. I hate to just come out and say it like that, but I don't have a lot of confidence, and it's because, well, what have you done for me lately? You haven't done anything. You know, you weren't very good your rookie year. You were supposed to be better last year. You ended up on IR. You've really got to step up and show what you're worth and show why the Raiders went and got you in the third round out of LSU. You know, I keep hearing the hype. I hear Arden Key talking about the fact that they don't need Jadeveon Clowney. He's all that they need. What scares me and concern, not scares me, that's the wrong word, but what concerns me about him is the fact that he said he's not listening to anybody else. He's going to do it his own way. I don't know how often in the NFL it works when you do something your own way. And I really don't know how often it works under John Gruden when you do something your own way. You know what I mean? So that kind of concerns me, like maybe he's pushing back on what the coaches are going to tell him to do. And if that's the case, then there ain't going to be no Arden Key on the team. He'll get moved before that happens.
Absolutely. Another the comment here about Abrams coming back is like having an extra first round draft pick. Yes, I agree with that. And I like Jonathan Abrams. We talked, Q did one of his Q-tip segments on Friday about the Players Tribune piece. If you haven't seen that one, make sure you go check it out. Really, really good, good stuff. But with Abrams, here's the thing, Q. I like the kid so much and you want him to be everything we think he can be.
Yep.
But he played one half of one game.
Exactly.
We
exactly.
have no idea what he's going to do. So, yeah, like a first round draft pick, I don't know yet. I mean, we just don't know until he gets on the field. Now you don't have the preseason or any of that. He probably would have not played as much. He probably would have played a little more than usual just to get back in rehab. But yeah. I'll tell you what, we don't know what they have there. That's why, to me, the defense, we're going to focus a lot on defense this week on Raider Nation Radio on the Silver and Black today from 2 to 4. About the defense, because I think there's a lot of fascinating storylines there.
It really is, you know, and Jonathan Abram is a guy that all of Raider Nation just loves. They love his swagger. They love the way he talks. They love the number he's rocking. I mean, everything about him is spot on. But again, like you mentioned, you only saw him play in one game. So what is going to happen is he's going to make mistakes this year that he would have made last year. You know, he would have had those rookie mistakes and then he would have came back this year and know not to make those mistakes again. Now you have to deal with, yeah, you're getting a number, extra first round pick. But again, it's going back to playing like a rookie again. So now he's going to make some mistakes that he didn't have an opportunity to make those mistakes his first year. So that's going to kind of set him back a little bit as well. So there's going to be some frustrating moments. There's going to be some learning moments from Jonathan Abram this year. But I am hoping that he comes out and shows out and shows why he was picked in the first round.
Right, and that's why they made some of the veteran signings they did too, I think, to make sure that they had some plan B's there just in case. All right, Anthony says, Tanner Muse versus Javon White, who do we like better? In this case, I two different type of players. In my view, I like them both. I'm a little biased, if you can see on my wall here, where I went to school, UNLV, Javon, of course. But we talked about them this week too, Q, on the show. Tanner Muse, I'm a little less excited about than you are. Javon White, I am. Javon White's getting a lot of good early press, but we've seen that before too, man, where a guy, he's looking great. And next thing you know, you wake up and on the waiver wire, there he is. And I think it's harder for him to make it because of how he was signed versus Tanner Muse. Although I do think both of them will make the roster.
I think both of them are going to make the roster as well. And I think they're two different players. You know, I think they're both in similar situations, but I think they're two different players. And so I think that there's room for both. I'm very high on Javon White because he brings that dog mentality. Everything that Raider Nation loves about Jonathan Abram, that's what Javon White is as well. He brings that dog mentality. He's got that swagger to him. He's got that talk. You know, he told me straight up when I asked him, I said, hey, you know, you weren't drafted, but at a certain point, isn't it better to just kind of be able to pick your own destination? He says, no, that's for people that didn't get drafted. He said, that's what people say to try to make themselves feel better when they don't get drafted. I wanted to be drafted and I didn't get drafted. He's got that chip on his shoulder. So I think he brings a lot to that linebacking core. I think he can cover, tight ends. And that's something that the Raiders have struggled with a lot is dropping in coverage. I think Javon could do that. Tanner Muse, on the other end, is going to be an immediate impact on special teams. He's going to be that guy, but he also has that work ethic, and I love a guy with a work ethic, and sometimes maybe that's just all it is. Maybe sometimes a guy just works his tail off, and he ain't that great, but this dude went to Clemson. This is why I'm excited about him. He's got that work ethic where he won't be denied. He'll find his way onto the field to be able to make an impact. You know why Isaiah Simmons, who ended up going number 8 overall in the draft to the Cardinals, was so effective in 2019 with Clemson? Because Tanner Muse had his back. Tanner Muse was the guy that kind of allowed him to roam around the field and be more of a Swiss Army knife instead of just a singular dude. And Tanner Muse is going to find a way to get onto the field. He will be an impact player. He's just got that in him. He's not going to talk about it. He's not going to dance around there. He's not going to have that swagger, but he's going to get out there and he's going to get after it. He's going to be a heck of a player, I do expect. But originally, he'll be a special teams dude.
Well, and Q, I think too, even when Tanner Muse, I think he's that kind of player too, where he has impact, but to the naked eye, to a fan watching television, you don't always see it.
Right.
But when you watch, to your point about having Simmons back when he was at Clemson, I think that's how he's going to make that career. And he could turn into a linebacker you see more and you're getting highlights on TV, but he's going to be important in that role. I think that's why starting out in special teams is the perfect spot for him and why he might do it. Guareb Raider, I thought Raider Nation Raider was 24 hours around the clock. There's a lot of, hey man, listen, no. So from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Okay. So you're talking about 11 hours of Raider talk. Find me anywhere else in the world where you're getting 11 hours of Raider talk right?
5 days a week.
Correct. 24 hours, no. It does go after hours, after Vinny's show is over at 6 o'clock, it goes over to the network stuff. That's usually the model for local sports talk anyway. I mean, yes, yeah, there's some markets who do later shows depending on kind of if you have an NBA team, for example, you got a lot of night games, right, or baseball, you'll find post game and stuff like that. But overall, you know, that's the way it is. So we're proud of that. It's a lot of content, man. That's why so many people are excited. And I know you've been a loyal listener of ours and a viewer here. So thank you for that. But not quite 24 hours, but you can always find the shows, like I said, on our podcast feed and also on lvsportsnetwork.com. So if you miss the shows, if you can't listen to them during the day, then you can fill those times at night when they're talking about basketball and baseball. You can switch over and do that as well. So it's all good. Do you think Isaiah Johnson will make the roster with the new cornerback picks, Q?
That's a good question. You know, we've heard a lot of good things about him. John Gruden has talked him up multiple times throughout the 2019 season. We just haven't seen it. He's got the length. He's got the size. He's got the look of a good defensive back. He looks like one of those typical Seattle Seahawks type backs. But we haven't seen it. He's been injured so much. So I think he's got a lot to prove during training camp. I think he'll make the roster, but he's going to have to earn it in training camp. And he won't have the time to do it during their preseason games or anything. But he will have the opportunity to show them that he understands. But he's got to stay healthy. If he can't stay healthy, then I can see him on the outside looking in. But fourth-round pick, you'd think that he makes the roster. Fourth-round pick out of Houston just last year. It was a good opportunity, but he hasn't been playing corner very long either. So he's got to show that he understands and he could be an asset to the team. I think there's enough talent on the team right now where you can get kind of choosy. I think the Raiders are going to get a little bit picky and choosy with who they keep on their team. I think some guys with some real talent will probably be let go.
No, I agree with that. And by the way, that was, of course, Dr. Andy Maroney, who is part of the Jen's Nutrition Bar.
Dr. What's up, Dr. Andrew? What's up, dog?
He's around. And of course, we appreciate their support of Silver and Black today. If you haven't tried Dr. Jen's Nutrition and the protein bars, man, they're good. So check them out. You'll hear him talking about. There it is. Look at that. Q, got it up. All right, man. Look at that. Good stuff. But yes. And by the way, just so you know, remember, you know, Q does a podcast on the Locked On Network as well, the Locked On Raiders podcast. If you have not subscribed to that, you're nuts. He does it every day as well. So we're giving you 2 hours of radio on Raider Nation Radio, but Q's giving you usually about an hour, right, man?
Yeah, it's anywhere about 35 to 45 minutes. They keep telling me to cut back, so I got to try to cut it back a little bit. I start getting long-winded. Shocking, right? A radio guy gets long-winded.
No way. Talking about the Raiders, you? Come on.
Right, come on.
But make sure you subscribe in all the regular places to the Locked On Raider podcast. Also, one of the podcasts we have here as part of the Silver and Black Today Media Group is, of course, Just Pod Baby with Evan Grote. Make sure you subscribe to that one, too. Him and our good friend Mo Moten, who's our senior NFL columnist at silverandblacktoday.com. They have a podcast this week talking about a lot of the same subjects. And Mo really does really dug in on the Derek Carr stuff, I think, with some great viewpoints. So make sure you go check out Just Pod Baby as well. And make sure you also subscribe to the Silver and Black Today feed for our Raider Nation radio show in all the same places as well. So do that. Got to get those plugs in there as well. But here's Kate, our good friend Kevin does the kid from Louisiana Tech. That is Amik Robertson. Does he start in the slot? You know, in this season, it's going to be hard. He's going to get time there. And Q and yeah. I are both in the fanboy category with Amik Robertson. I love this kid. He is as tough as nails. He attacks the ball. He is like, it's like a missile, man. When he sees the ball and where he's going,
right,
he plays larger than his size. And I think he's going to be a star in the NFL. I really do. It just might take a little bit of time, a couple, two, three games.
Yeah, I don't think he starts the season off in the slot, but I do think he takes over when he's comfortable and he's ready. I think they're going to have the same blueprint that they did with Trayvon Mullen. When the guy's ready to take over that spot, then they'll let him take that spot over. I think LaMarcus Joyner is not long for the Raiders. I really don't see him as that guy. He's been a disappointment since they signed him as a free agent. And I think Amik Robertson has that it factor. He has that something in his neck that'll get him out there on the field and make him turn into that dude. And so I think that he can go out in the slot and be the guy and create some turnovers, man, because the Raiders really need that defense. You want to talk about something that they could do on defense to help out the offense. That's create turnovers and get a shorter field. That's what you need to see the Raiders do a lot of in 2020 is create some turnovers.
Absolutely. Fabian says he ordered some Dr. Jen's bars. Hopefully you use, by the way, if you order Dr. Jen's bars on drjensnutrition.com, SBT10, that's the code. If you use that code, you get a special discount, SBT10, Dr. Jen's Nutrition. So Fabian did that. Thanks, Fabian. We appreciate that, man. By the way, where is it? Let me find this. I got to take a quick little break here only because it's time for Raider Nation's favorite prayer.
All the kids in Vegas to wake up in the morning and say, oh, my Father who art in heaven, we hate the Chiefs.
All right, there you go. So I had to get that in, right?
That's funny. Villapiano, you know. Love it.
But, you know, hey, they talked about the offense, right? We asked a question of Coach Gruden because I have Steven here who says has a lot to prove with his goal line calls this year. And Q, before the press conference, I was getting a list together and you gave me a good one. So I asked that one. Good questions from Q and I used it. And I asked him about the second half. Actually, I was asking about second half offense adjustments, really. I didn't say adjustments, but I was saying right. that. And he quickly went to that, Q. He said, listen, he kind of didn't want to talk about the whole adjustment thing. He wanted to go right to the red zone offense and the fact that they had more times trying to punch it in from short yardage and could not do it and was, frankly, embarrassed by it. So clearly they're making that a priority because he said they were.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I like the answer. I did appreciate the answer, but I wish he was a little bit more deeper on the second half adjustments because really the second half was terrible. He was talking about they need more possessions. They need to punch it in the red zone. They do. The red zone was horrific. That was awful. There's no excuse for that. I remember back in the day, man, when they get down there by the goal line and you'd see homeboy who was the big fullback from Florida State. You know what I'm talking about. He was a coach for the Raiders for a long time. Oh, man, it was Tyrone Wheatley. And then they also had he did his hands like this. You know what I'm talking about? Dang, I forgot his name. Oh, my God. Anyway, he was badass. I can't. He was a fullback and he'd go and they give him the ball like three times and you knew that he was going to score
For the Raiders.
Yes, I can't remember his name. I just went blank because I totally. Oh man,
Darren
I totally
McFadden?
He went to Florida State. Zach Crockett. Thank you.
Crockett.
Yes, Zach Crockett. Thank you,
Kate. Corey.
Thank you, Corey. Thank
Helping
you.
The old guys out.
God, man, I'm struggling. Yeah, it was absolutely Crockett. But you knew that you can get down there by the goal line and give it to him three times, and he was going to score. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He was getting into the end zone. It was so like no doubt. And now it's such a question when the Raiders get down there. They've got to figure out a way to get it into the end zone. They should be able to do it with the power running game. Honestly, you shouldn't have to, you know, line up in the shotgun 5 yards back when you're trying to go a yard. That's one of the most frustrating things for me in football. When you're not under center and you're up by the goal line and you only got to go 1 yard. That drives me absolutely crazy.
Well, and Q, you have Alec Ingold. You have all of those weapons on offense now to spread it out. Even in short yardage situations, you can double up on tight ends. You have the wide receivers to do that, including Renfro, Ruggs, and William. You have everybody there and Waller, of course. So there's so many options. That's why the playbook and the creativity and the play call, right? We've talked a lot about this. Yep. Gruden does not get off the Snide here unless he opens up his offense and gets more creative with that playbook down in the red zone.
Right, exactly. And that's all on him. That's 100% on John Gruden. I mean, he's the guy pushing all the buttons, so he's got to figure out how to push them correctly. Alec Ingold, at some point last season, I don't know if you picked up on it, but I was calling it every time. I was like, okay, they're going to give it to Ingold. He became too predictable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it became way too predictable that it was going to be Alec Ingold. 3rd and 1, I always said fullback dive. 4th and 1, fullback dive. Goal line, fullback dive. It became too predictable. They've got to be able to have more weapons, but then they can go to that. You know what I mean? They can go pound it with Ingold. This is something that I want you to look out for this season as well. John Simpson, the 4th round pick out of Clemson, the offensive lineman, he actually has ran some goal line at Clemson as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him thrown in there as a blocker, you know, not a guy that's going to carry the rock, but as a blocker, you know, get Jacobs in behind him or something, or Ingold or Bowden or any of those guys in behind Big John Simpson. And so good things could happen.
Well, and we have SA there saying Carr's off with the goal line. I don't think you can single out Carr. I think they've had problems at the goal line, everybody. And it starts with the coach. I mean, they have got to, he said it to me this week. He said, we have got to get better. It's embarrassing. We need to do more there. I don't think you can put that all on the quarterback. I'm not saying Carr hasn't had his problems there.
No,
they have. He has.
That's a team thing, though. That's a team thing.
It's a team thing. Offensive line has had trouble down there as well. So you have to look at it that way and do it. Lynn Bowden, even on the read option on short yardage, yes, sir. No doubt about it. Wildcat, maybe some kind of derivative of that.
I can see that with Bowden. I can see that. I can see Mariota being brought in at the goal line as well.
Yes.
You know, just I can see that easily happening, and that's okay. I don't care how they do it. They just got to find a way to get into the end zone more than they did in 2019 because they just didn't get in enough.
Yeah, that's exactly what Anthony said here. Mariota going to get some goal line tries. I think you're right. I think you'll see plays much what you're seeing out of New Orleans, right, with Taysom Hill and how they put him in there as well. So we'll see how that all goes down. And of course, Kevin can't wait to see Bowden either. You know what's interesting about that too? I think we often, you know, we look at these guys and as fans, people get excited about certain guys, right? So we talked a lot about, even though he's not a rookie, we talked about Malik Collins on defense a lot this week. Then you start talking about Lynn Bowden Jr. You start talking about Bryan Edwards. Bryan Edwards is getting a lot of play the last couple of weeks as they've gotten into that facility with good reason, right? But then I also go back and I remember guys who got play too. And, you know, you have to remember they're young players. Can they blossom into great or at least very good NFL players? Absolutely. Bryan Edwards is a great example. Here's a guy who should have went in the first round if it wasn't for an injury. But we also said that about Mo Hurst, and he's still trying to find his way, get better each time.
Exactly.
So I think you have to be careful for how much pressure and how many expectations you put on somebody in their first year.
Yeah, you do. You absolutely do. I mean, these guys, they all look good right now, but John Gruden said it best last week, you know, wait till they get press coverage on them. Wait till they get a big-time defensive back on them. Wait till they realize that, hey, they're in the NFL. You know, there's every rookie gets that moment of, hey, welcome to the NFL, rookie. You know, sometimes it happens in game one, sometimes it happens in game 12. But either way, they get that moment where they're like, wow, this is the NFL and this is a different ball game. So Bryan Edwards, he looks the part. He sounds the part. Sounds like he could be a young Michael Crabtree where they could just throw that fade route to him a lot. Derek Carr mentioned that. John Gruden mentioned that. But until he actually goes out there and executes it during game time, because that's the only time that he's going to be able to do it, he doesn't have preseason to kind of get a taste of it, we won't know. I mean, right now all we're doing is talking about what we think, but we don't know until we actually see it.
Fabian with another good comment here about, yes, there's no excuses. I think that's sort of the slogan going into the season, right? Which is no excuses as far as if everybody's healthy, they have everybody together and they can do that. The one thing that you can't account for though, that I have to warn Raider fans on is the fact that it's chemistry timing. And in this year where they didn't have OTAs and they didn't have extended workouts, all that stuff takes time. So you might see this defense the first couple games of the year, especially going up against Carolina, then they're going up against New Orleans in that first home game here in Las Vegas. You're going to see probably some sloppiness and a lot of high scoring games to start out with, Q.
I think so. I think the offense is going to have to really carry and hold the defense for a while just because, again, they have to have time to gel, man. And on the offensive side of the ball, they got so many players that are returning. They have a lot of continuity on that side of the ball, but defensively they don't. And so they're going to have to get familiar with each other. They're going to have to get familiar with the scheme. They're going to have to get lathered up, you know? So I think it's going to take a little while to gel. So the first few weeks, especially that New Orleans game, I do believe it has a potential of being a shootout. And we all know New Orleans could score quick, fast, and in a hurry. Yeah. So that's going to be a tough game. Monday Night Football, very first game at Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders to pull out.
Yeah, and this week on the show, we're going to talk a lot about the defense. And I want to talk a little bit first, though, as we're doing now, Q, every day, is we're doing a sided debate, a Raider Nation debate. We do this every single day on the show. I usually put it up the night before. If you haven't been to sided.co, you can go to the website or on your phone, get the Sided app. It's great, too. You can go in there and argue with people about politics and sex and all kinds of other sports and stuff like that.
How do you argue about sex?
It's a good question. I have no idea. I haven't hit that tab yet, but nonetheless, hey, I've been married a long time, man. You think I'd be hitting that tab, right? No. Anyway, but you look at sided.co, sided.co or sided app. We put this up there and every day at about 3:30, I kind of update you at the beginning of the show, but then about 3:30, we kind of have our final tally. And this time, as you can see here, we have the question for tomorrow, Raider Nation debate. Does Paul Gunther have the players he needs to profoundly improve the defense? Note, profoundly improve. That does not mean just little bit. Do you think that they now have the players? I don't think they're all the way there yet, But do they have the players to go from being 29th or 30th in the league to maybe being 18th to 15th in the league? And so that's the question. Go answer that question. We'll see how it tallies out. Right now, it's the no is our winning resoundly. But you can also argue. You make your point on there. If you make your point on there, we'll read it out over the air. So make sure you check out that side of debate for tomorrow.
See, I'm interested in this, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But when it comes to no, what else? I mean, I know that they could have some more dynamic players, and there's still some players that are unproven. But what else do they need? You know what right. I mean? Like, I wanted them to go get Jamal Adams. They didn't. Okay, that's fine. I want them to go get Jadeveon Clowney. They might not. But I'm not saying that those are that's a deal breaker. I think that they got the players that they need. They just got to execute. You know, you got the guys. You got the best linebacking free agent that was available in Corey Littleton. You probably got the second best one in Nick Wachowski. You know, you went out there and you got Carl Nassib. You know, you went and got Max Crosby coming back from a 10-sack season. You got Jonathan Abram, who you think is going to be a really good player. You got corners now. I mean, you got veterans, a good blend of veterans and a good blend of youngsters. So why don't you have a defense? Why don't you have the personnel to have a top 15 defense? Again, you don't have to be the number one defense in the league, but top 15 is what you need to be aiming for if you want to be successful.
Yeah, top 15 defense, you get a top 10, even maybe a top 8-5 or offense, and you're right where you need to be. And so that's the point. I answer yes. I think he has what he needs. Now, do they have as much depth as they need? No, I think there's some spots where you still need that. But I think that linebacking core went from zero to hero, in my view, with who they signed, agreed, and who they drafted. No question. So you're there. Now, could you use another linebacker? Absolutely. Who couldn't? Could you use another defensive lineman? Sure. Okay. Clowney's still out there. We've been talking about that for weeks.
Yeah.
Can you use more people on the back end? I don't know. You got a lot of numbers on the back end. If those guys prove out, then the answer is no. So to me, they don't need much more. And I can see this group, if they all perform well, they all stay healthy. Q, there's no reason why this should move into the top 20, top 15 of the defenses in the NFL.
No, it really isn't. You know, and you said the back end. I know Demarius Randle is there to kind of show Jonathan Abram the ropes and kind of teach him how to make what he's got to do in the NFL. But I wouldn't be objective if they were to move LaMarcus Joyner back there. You know, he's been a disappointment in the slot trying to cover the tight end. But if you put him back at his normal position, which is a safety, I think that'd be a good way to get the most out of him, to get the most bang for your buck. Again, I don't think he's going to be here longer than, you know, one more year, but I think that the personnel is there. The depth, like you said, is a question, but they have the guys, they have the dudes to get it done. They just got to go and execute. And that goes to the guys on the sidelines pushing the buttons as well. Rob Marinelli, Paul Gunther, the defensive coaches are going to have to, you know, put them in position to succeed as well.
Yeah, that's definitely true. We're going to use that just to talk about tomorrow's show, because we're going to be talking about defense and particularly talking about the cover six defense of Paul Gunther. And Ten Nguyen from The Athletic will be with it. He goes under FB _ analysis. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with him. If you're a film geek, he's usually the guy you're going to watch if it's Raider related. He did some really good, but read his story on The Athletic if you haven't had a chance. If you don't get The Athletic, we will talk and surmise about it tomorrow. And then Catherine Terrell from The Athletic New Orleans, or Nolens as we like to call it, is going to be on to talk about the Saints. We were talking about the Saints earlier in that game queue, that first home game. We took last week to do a training camp tour of just the AFC West, course, in the division. Now we're going to go over the next week and plus exploring training camps of other Raider opponents. So this week we're going to visit New Orleans. We're going to visit two places in New York, Buffalo and the Jets, and one other as well. So we're going to do that. But a lot of defense, a lot of talk there. And make sure you again check out the sided.co debate on does Paul Gunther have the players he needs to profoundly improve the defense. So we'll do that as well, and make sure we get all your comments in again, and call 702-365-9200 again to be on the show. All right, we have James here on YouTube. The Raiders will make the playoffs. Maybe the fans will be inside the new stadium during the playoffs. Optimistic, man. I like it. Devell wants to trade Joyner. Right.
Yeah, I don't think anyone takes that contract. I don't think anyone's willing to take on that contract, Russ. I would say the same thing, like trade him, but I just don't see that contract being tradable.
My man Jake here in Las Vegas. Thanks, Jake. I appreciate it, man. I can't wait to hear the show. Jake does a great podcast here in Las Vegas. We'll link that up on our thing as well. And then we got a shout out from Stockton, from the 209.
Represent the 209, Stockton, baby. Stockton, California, stand up.
209. That's right. Now, is the whole valley still 209 all the way up to Stockton?
No.
Like, no, it changed, right?
Well, it's, I mean, in Fresno, it's the 559, you know,
559. And then
Fresno, it's a 559. I believe it's 209 all, I think it's 209 all the way up to, like from Merced all the way up to Stockton. I can't remember how far it goes, but 559 goes for quite a while. I think, Madera is 559. Some of those little smaller cities are 559. And then all of a sudden it becomes 209, and 209 goes for quite a while past Stockton. All the way up until they get closer to the 916 Sacramento. Stand up, Sacramento. What's up?
See, I'm old enough to remember when the whole damn thing was 209. Like when I was younger and San Diego was all 619, right?
Right.
So it's all changed, man.
I remember working in the 209. I worked at the radio station KWIN, and that was right off the highway, man. And that was one of those back in the day. And I know Stockton. Stockton's got some rough edges around it. So I used to get off the highway, get to the radio station, get back in the car and get back on the highway and get out. <I'm telling you. laughs> Hey, the Diaz brothers are from Stockton, man. They don't play around in Stockton, man. Those are some tough cats out there. I respect those guys big time.
Oh yeah. They no doubt about it. Another Stockton over on Facebook. Isaac Rojas.
You see, he got his chest pumped out too. You see, he ready to go to war. He's like, man, come on, dog.
Stockton also gave you the Spanos family, by the way, just a reminder, just to have fun. Well, with Raiders.
Like I said, the Diaz brothers are from there.
I love it. But we're going to talk a lot about the defense tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Ted Q, because, you know, while I study football and I watch film, I'm not a film junkie. I'm just not. There are people who are. And so I'm going to learn a lot from Ted tomorrow. And I think if you're a fan who likes to watch football and just wants to understand a little more, maybe you don't want to be an expert, you don't want to be a coach, him being on to explain not only that cover six, which is what his piece did, but we'll also ask him a little bit. Like when our former co-host here, Kelly Kreiner, was on the air, he used to joke how people used to say, well, Paul Gunther's system doesn't value linebackers, which is BS. So we'll talk about that stuff too and say, okay,
That is the statement that's always been said, always. Though. That's always been said, that in Paul Gunther's scheme, the linebacker is not that important.
Right. Which we know is not true because we saw what happened last
exactly. year. Exactly.
But we're going to ask him about that. And he's going to give us some answers. So make sure, even if we can maybe sneak some calls in with him, or you can call us before, let us know your questions. Because I really think that it's going to be fun and it's going to be good to get that on there. That's what we try to do on the show too, Q, right? We're going to bring you player interviews and all that good stuff. And of course, journalists who cover the teams the Raiders are playing or issues surrounding the NFL. But I like to learn. I like to have people tune in and say, hey, I listened to their show and I found out something I didn't know before.
Right. Exactly. That's what it's all about, man. I never claim to be the expert on anything. I just like to claim to be a guy that can communicate. And so as long as we can communicate and people can communicate with us, then we can have a great conversation. It's like what we want the show to be anyway. A few guys sitting at the bar, a few guys and ladies sitting at the bar, just talking some Raider football, talking some sports and having a good time. That's what it's all about, man.
Oh, and that's what's great about Raider Nation Radio. In the morning, you got Clay, a really good, experienced radio guy, along with an NFL first-round draft pick. And Mike Pritchard went number 13 overall. Then you got JT, the ultimate insider, been around the Raiders for 25 years or more. And then, of course, behind us, you got Vinny. He's the insider, too. He's out there covering the team. He's the gym rat, if you will, and gives you that information. So us sandwiched in between is a nice, I think, change of pace and a little bit different. And we all compliment each other. That's what we learned so much this last week doing it as well. And look at James. James in the 516 on Long Island.
Nice.
I love it.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. So even out in New York, we're getting folks doing that. And we got, here's the 559 giving you a little bit.
That's right. Represent the 559, man. Look, I used to live in the 559. My phone number is still 559. So I got to represent.
It is. It actually is. You want us to give you our number? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, everyone has it anyway. So many people have it anyway. I tell you, sometimes I'm surprised. I'm like, dang. Because that's what happens when you've had your number for so long, man. It's just out there.
Yeah. And we all carry our numbers now because thanks to cell phones, you know, you like, how do you have a 212 number when you live right. in Vegas? Oh, well, right. you know, so it's all good. But Greg, we don't have time for experiments on the defense. It's up to the coaches to be the most prepared and have the right players out there. Absolutely. That's what they get paid for. Now
I love the fact that everybody's representing where they're from.
look, 808, we're going to Hawaii, right?
I don't know. Is that where 808's at?
No, I think, yeah, 808's Hawaii.
I don't know. Hey, man, if you even know that off the top of your head, that tells me a lot about you, man, because I don't know the 808. I know an 808 kick drum. That's what I know.
You know.
the 661. I know 661. That's Bakersfield. I know that.
808 is Hawaii, and I know that because we are Las Vegas. We are the ninth island here. We got K-Dub with the 661, 805. He's got two numbers. He's got a burner going.
Nice.
The 916.
Sacramento, stand up. Sacramento.
How about the 317?
I don't know where that's at.
Exactly. I'm looking it up right now. I'm sure
it's 317. I know the 831. I know where 831 is. That's that Monterey, Salinas, Seaside type area.
How about Raider Zach in Indianapolis, baby?
Oh,
giving us that love. 831, gotta love it. Yeah,
that's K-Dub, the Salinas in Monterey area, right? 831.
That's right.
Yeah, I used to live in Seaside, right. baby.
And then we got
Is from Seaside? You know who's from Seaside? Real quick. Well, a couple people. Ron Rivera is from the Seaside area, and so is Herm Edwards. He was from Seaside as well.
Ah. Herm grew up in went to high school in San Diego. I know that. Herm's my guy, man.
I love Herm Edwards, man. He's
Forks
a good
up,
dude.
Baby. Arizona He's a good State. Dude. He's going to do really good things there. How about Denton, dude? Space Center. He's down in Florida. 3-2-1.
Oh, nice. Shout out.
Get it? 3-2-1.
Yeah, I love that we're representing on here, man. Throw up your hood.
I love it.
Hilarious.
This is great. So Victorville, right down the 15 from us, Bootleg Joe. Hey, man, you're going to have a bullet train soon there to come to Vegas. You like that? Virgin Trains building that. Then we got 408 in the Bay Area. Knoxville, Tennessee. Look at Sonny.
Wow. Nice.
Joined
Santa
the nation
Cruz.
40 years ago while living in Corpus Christi. Nice. There's Mark Allen Bell, frequent viewer and listener, 760, of course, which goes all the way over. Dude, no way. Here we go. We got Keon.
Awesome.
Keon in Afghanistan. My man, are you serving over there? Are you a civilian? Let us know. But either way, thanks
Salute.
For being over there. We've gotten a lot of calls, Q, over the last year or so from folks overseas, especially with the chat on the video. So that's all good. Let's see. We got 814, 30 minutes from Penn State.
Shout out to Penn State. Are they playing football this year? Just kidding.
We need somebody. We need a portion every day of the show where we take shout outs by the way of area code to gain the perspective of truly how global Raider Nation is. I love
it's
it, Fernando out in Hawaii. It's a good idea. You know, we'll do that. We know it's interesting because when we put the show up on the podcast feed and you guys download it, I get the data on the back end on where people are coming from, right? So I get states, I get kind of devices, not specific data about you, just where you are and what phone you're listening to us on. So I get a little bit of that, right? We have listeners, a lot of listeners in Australia, in Mexico, okay, and the UK, and a little bit in Germany. So the UK is real strong. The UK club, I was over there last year. They are really, really good folks, and
you know,
the nation is strong.
You know what we need to do is we need to get a little bid. We need to put this together and produce it. And I can do it, actually, is we need to get where we have Little John coming on talking about rep y'all city, rep y'all city.
I love
it. And then people call in and be like, yo, what up, man? This is so-and-so from Sacramento, 916. What's up? And then they shout him out and then hang up real quick. Just a little roll call. Then Sonny calls in and be like, hey, what's up, man? I'm calling from Santa Cruz. What's up? Da, da, da. And then, boom, just keep it moving. And that'd be an awesome segment, man. Rep Yo City. That's what we call it. Rep Yo City.
We'll do it. It's done. We're going to do it. Luckily, we have that control, don't we, Q?
Yeah, buddy. That's
our show. We kind of do what we want. It's nice.
Yeah. My man Mario from Tucson is on here. What's up, Mario?
He gave you a shout out. We're getting a shout out from TJ. Tijuana, Mexico, where I spent a lot of time as a young guy. Let me tell you.
Set of Bear Robbins.
Yeah. You got me with that one, man. That was a good one. Hopefully he's doing okay. We got Q-Pack. Q-Pac, right?
Rep that.
You got another name now.
Hey, yeah, you know what came from that is because on the Locked On Podcast Network, they only want us to do like 28 to 32 minutes or something like that. And I have a problem going over, so I started putting out double discs. So, like, I started putting out like episode one and then episode two of the day. And so that's how the Q-Pac name came around.
Oh, I love it, man. That's awesome. That is awesome. But hey, so Q, we have again on the show this week, a lot of good stuff, and we'll have some player interviews coming up too, but we're really going to focus a lot on that defense and pick out some positions like cornerback, like safety, linebacker. Okay. And we'll talk more about the defensive line. So we'll do that. And it's all good. We want you guys to be there. And again, we appreciate the feedback you've been giving us, right? From a technical issues I know we had some stream issues at the beginning. Yeah. I have to tell you guys, it was cute. It was so overwhelming how many people were listening online. I wasn't told this, but I'm thinking that was the problem that first day or so. Yep. It was just, it was too much. People don't understand, like people who don't have not been around Raider Nation very long, don't understand
right
how deep it is, yep, how big it is. And yep, now they do.
Exactly. And I think that basically Raider Nation shut down the internet. You know what I mean? I think, honestly, Kim Kardashian shut down the internet, but I think the Raider Nation did it better, you know, and it was more quality anyway. You know, I just think that everybody rushed to listen to it online, and it was an overload. And so that was part of the issue. And, you know, that's something that the radio station is going to have to be aware of and have to accommodate for, because Raider Nation is thick, man. And Raider Nation, well, there's a reason why it's the only nation. It's because it's so thick and it represents so well. And you can't never tell nothing to a Raider fan, man. They're going to hold it down in a major way and take care of their own and represent for themselves. So yeah, man, I love it. I love the feedback, and I love all the different people chiming in from all over the place. It's great, man.
No, it is great. And I think we got a newbie here, man. Thanks for watching us over on Periscope.
Nice
for being here. Yeah,
new booty. Shout out to the new booty.
The new booty. We have to do a new booty section. And then my wife's gonna be asking, "What are you doing on that show?"
I got the song.
You got it. You're gonna cue it up right now. Excuse the pun.
Hold on.
All right, he's gonna get it there.
I don't know if it works. Can you hear it?
I can hear it.
There it is. Miss New Booty. Shout out to New Booties.
Move it. Okay, we got it. Yeah, we'll do it. Maybe that's what we'll do.
This is going to die in a couple seconds. I'm just going to let it ride on out.
When we do the segment you're talking about where people give their zip codes, area codes, we can do that. We can put it. It'd be good. Let's see. From the Bay Area to LA to Vegas, go Raiders. That's right.
That was the Looney song. From LA to the Bay to Las Vegas, because I'm a Raider, an Oakland Raider. Yeah, you don't remember that one?
You don't remember that one?
You don't remember that one, Scott.
It's my ringtone. No, just kidding. But you know, that's the other thing we might do, Q. I was thinking about this the other day. I think this would be good, especially if you chose, because of your background and the fact that you used to do music and be a music jock as well, is you know, there's a lot of Raider fans who are artists who make songs about the Raiders.
Yeah.
We got to get those on the air too. I think that would be great to share. So let's we'll put that together. We'll talk about that this week and get it up. Another 808 in here, and then Wendy's chiming in. Metallica song for New. I got Metallica for you too.
There you go. I'm down with Metallica, man. Metallica's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't discriminate against music. I like it.
Nah,
all. But anyways, any news on the tailgating scene? So we were on our show on Friday. We had Mick Akers, who's a reporter at the Las Vegas Review Journal. We asked him that question. There is no new updates just because there's not going to be any fans this year, right?
Right.
But I said to Mick, and he sort of agreed that, look, they now have more time, but that tailgate area where the field tray comes in and out of the stadium is going to be massive. Then they're going to have a tailgate area on the north end of the stadium near Hacienda. They're closing down the overpass that goes from where the stadium is at Al Davis Way over to Las Vegas Boulevard. That's going to be like a party way, basically, where you're going to have vendors and all kinds of jazz. So I think that's what you're going to see. Again, it's not going to be Oakland. If you expect it to be Oakland, you're going to be disappointed. It's going to be different, but I think it's going to be pretty stellar, man. It's going to be kind of Super Bowl-like.
Yes, exactly. And that that area that you were talking about where the field, the tray goes into the stadium, that's going to be the Modelo tailgating area. And that's going to have performances. That's going to have music. I mean, it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be a real awesome area. But, of course, they won't be able to take advantage of it this year. But it will be next year. I think it's going to be a really – like, I think Las Vegas is going to cause their – and, like, create their own niche. You know what I mean? Like, Oakland – it's not going to be Oakland, but they're going to create something where you're not really thinking about what Oakland was, because all of a sudden you're now – entrenched in what Vegas is and how great it is.
All right, Napoleon's got a song for you. All right, send it to Q. He'll take it.
Yeah, hit me, man. Hit me with it. Your boy Q. What's my email? Your boy Q at 1660ESPN.com. You can hit me that way. I guess anyway, you could hit me on Twitter at your boy Q254. It don't matter. Just hit me.
And here's Caesar. Love the Locked On Raiders show. Absolutely loved. You love it. Absolutely. I've been a longtime listener. Made my days awesome. Great. Absolutely. Congrats to you and Scott on Raider Nation Raider. Thank you, Caesar. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate you as always. Without you guys, love. We don't have anything. We don't have a show.
Exactly. Everything is where it is now from the support of all of Raider Nation. So anything that we're doing is because of you. So thank you so much for that.
That's right. But again, just so you know, tomorrow's show, Ted Nguyen from The Athletic in the Bay Area is going to break down the Gunther defense. So if you want to know everything about Paul Gunther's defense and know a little bit about how it works, so that like you're the next time you're at a bar and you're next to another Raider fan who says something about, oh, we don't need linebackers, they don't work in this system, you're going to be able to go and you're going to be able to turn and say, well, no, actually, if you... you're going to be able to do that. So do that. Catherine Terrell, great reporter now with The Athletic in New Orleans, formerly of ESPN, of course. She covers the Saints, and we're going to talk to her about them. So Q, we got a full week. We're starting off hot once again. There'll be news. Something will happen tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about it as well as review all that. And of course the Q-tip tomorrow as well. Right. So we're all set, and we love it, man. We're having so much fun to be able to talk to the Raider fans about that stuff. When is Scott going to get on Locked On Raiders as a guest? Cute. He's been there, done that. A day with me.
Yeah. Been there, done that already.
That's right. See? But not only that, but now he spends 2 hours a day with me. That's his hour where he doesn't have to deal with me. Are you kidding me? He doesn't want to bring me on again.
Hey, man. Hey, anytime Scott wants to hop on, Scott can come on, man. It's all good. The more the better. I'm all good with it.
It's all good. Look at Lizette. She's saying, my ringtone is Ice Cube, Come and Get It. All right.
Nice. Lizette go hard to paint.
Yeah.
Lizette ain't taking no mess, man. Lizette's going to take your lunch money from you, boy. I like that. That's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, with interest.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. And by the way, just again, a shout out. Got to make sure you go subscribe to the Locked On Raiders podcast. Listen to Q's podcast every day. Then you have our show 2 to 4 p.m. Raider Nation Radio 920. You can stream that lvsportsnetwork.com on the official Raiders app, mobile app. As Q said, you got to search a little bit to find it, but you will find it. You can also find it on their website, and you can find it on TuneIn, the TuneIn app, the free version. You don't have to get the premium version. You can get the free version. Search Raider Nation Radio 920. It is now updated, so you can find it there. Then give us a sub as well. Go subscribe to Silver and Black today in whatever platform you like. We're on all of them, and you will get the show every day. The files will be sent right to your phone or your device, and you can get them, by the way. By the way, Q, we have 20% last week. 20% of the people who listen to our show listen to it on an Apple Watch.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're working out and they're like, you know, and they got it connected. So they're listening to us. They're listening to us as they're kind of just in the throes of sweating on that elliptical or whatever it is they're riding, or the bikes. You know, all these bikes have sold out since everybody's stuck at home.
Right. So right. I need to get me one of those too. I'm getting in bad shape, man. My core is not strong enough. I got to strengthen my core.
Man, you're talking about, yeah, I'm pushing my belly, and I'm like, whoa, no, I'm looking like Pillsbury here. I got to get on.
Now, see, I ain't that bad, but I'm my core, my back starts hurting a little bit. The wife's like, oh, your core is not strong enough. So I got to step my game up, man. I got to step my game up.
That's right. Yeah. When you get, man, you hit that magic number like I hit this past year, I swear, it's like your metabolism is like, okay, I'm done. I'm checking out. So you better stop eating carbs.
Yeah, man.
Which is why I eat Dr. Jen's protein bars. But anyway, so we're going to get on this, all of this stuff and have fun. A couple more before we leave. Scott, I'm looking forward to the conversation with Kelly and Q. I think they'll get along great, don't you think? Kelly Kreiner, you're talking about, right? Kelly, yeah, Kelly will be on when we get to draft time. He's busy. He's shy now. He doesn't want to be on the show anymore. He was like, hey, so you're not.
He chimes in on Twitter every once in a while, though.
He does. Kelly's great, dude.
He blesses us with his honor on Twitter.
Yes, he just did, actually, about the college football stuff.
Yeah,
But thank you, guys. I appreciate it, Quinn, and have a good night there. But anyway, we're going to check out, go spend some time off the air and get ready for tomorrow. But again, join us there. Make sure you subscribe along those as well. Oh, and Just Pod Baby. Don't forget Just Pod Baby. Evan wrote a great podcast as well. That's part of the family, man. We're all one big team. You might hear the two of us on the air every day, but silverandblacktoday.com, the website, too. You can catch out a lot of great Raiders content there. We are the only independent news source based here in Las Vegas. So make sure you check it as well. Well,
hey, Scott, real quick on the Raiders app, it's under podcast. That's where the radio station link is at, under podcast. So if you look under podcast, that's where you can find it.
All right. I had to give you applause there.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I usually do, but it's all good.
That's why I did. I was like, I'm going to take Q's thing right now.
Right. Pull a Q. That's right.
Oh, sorry, man. I lost my train there. All right.
It happens, man.
We're going to check out. We appreciate you guys being with us across the platforms. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, and on Twitch. So wherever you are, thanks for being with us. Join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m., Raider Nation Radio 920. Q, have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow, my man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. Appreciate everyone tuning in, man. And be with us tomorrow. We're going to make it happen.
We will. And again, thank all of you for being with us here on the Silver and Black today as well. Make sure you're on Facebook, or if you're on YouTube, hit subscription, hit notification so you never miss a live video again. For Q Myers, your boy Q, I am Scott Gilbranson. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. on Raider Nation Radio.
This has been the Silver and Black Today podcast. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, may the autumn wind always be at your back.